Hey, it's Jeffrey and Hillary, and welcome to the Bounce Back Better podcast, your weekly dose of inspiration and empowerment. So are you ready to step outside of your comfort zone to challenge the norms and achieve extraordinary things? If you are, you're in the right place. Each week, I'll either unpack stories of other incredible women just like you who dare to dream big and turn those dreams into reality, or I'll have a topic that will leave you wanting to take action. I'm here to fuel your ambition, ignite your passion, and push you to reach the heights you never thought possible. So whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, nurturing a family, or chasing a personal dream, this podcast is your guide to getting you to achieve what it is you want in life. So grab your headphones, take a deep breath, and let's go, because we don't just dream it, we have to do it. It's time, ladies, to embrace your power and bounce back better together. Hey, and welcome to the podcast. So pleased you've joined me. The Bounce Back Better podcast is here for you to increase your self-confidence and live a happier and more successful life. That is totally what this is all about. I've got a but to do that, we need to fully know ourselves. We've got to get rid of stuff that doesn't work. We've got to take on things that do work. And remember, this podcast all started from my book, Three Wines In, and a big shout out to Georgina. I bumped into her on the weekend and she said, Hillary, I've just finished your book and I really enjoyed it. So thanks, Georgina. So if you haven't read Three Wines In, jump over to my website and get yourself a copy. I just thought today, before I jump into my episode, which is about tolerances, the things that you're tolerating that are eroding your happiness, your success, your progress forward in life, your everything. Tolerances will detract from all things good coming to you, because they can be big and they can be small. But before I jump into that, I thought I'd just have a quick chat about what Three Wines In's about, because it's one of those things I did. I wrote a book and I don't really talk about it all that much. What happens in the book? It starts off as a story with four women who go to lunch. In this particular day, instead of having their standard one or two drinks, they have their extra drink. They have three. And they all do things that they wouldn't normally do. They're all that little bit more self-confident. And I always explain to people, it's like what happens when you have that third wine. You feel so much more confident than you normally do. And I've just used that as a way of letting people understand, and it might not be three for you, it might only be two, by the way, but letting people understand that inside of you, there are things that you stop yourself saying. You maybe don't dance, you maybe don't ask a question, you maybe just don't do particular things because you lack confidence. And we don't always lack it in every area of our lives. And some of the things that we do, we can be incredibly confident, and in others we don't. So it talks about the four women and it goes through their life. It's a light, easy read, but every example in that book is a true story. And having coached people for over 15 years, oh my gosh, it might be, I'm not even sure what I'm up to now, 2008, I think I did my first coach training. So having coached people for so long, I have so many stories and most of them are mine. And I've told them in a story way so you connect with them. And when you read them, you go, oh, that's so me. Oh yeah, that's me. And then I give ways of how you can improve your life, the second half of the book is how you actually make changes to increase your confidence. And that's also what this podcast is about. But a lot of increasing our confidence is understanding where we're starting from and understanding ourselves truly, and not in a way that's like, okay, I'm like that and that's okay. It's kind of more understanding who we are, as in what our core values are. When we understand those and then infuse them into our life, it makes us happier. When we're happier, we are more confident. And they call that working in alignment. And when we have our goals aligned into our life, we just feel better. But if they're not, we feel frustrated. We feel like something's missing. We feel slightly angry. And that's just one of the examples. I look at beliefs, like the beliefs that are holding you back, the beliefs that are stopping you from doing the things you want to do, because you're telling yourself a story that's not true. I covered a lot of that in last week's podcast when I talked about your subconscious. I loved that episode. I do go back and listen often to my own podcast, and I listen, I'm like, yeah, woman, that was good. I like that. But those are two of the things I cover: goal setting, I cover organizing yourself, organizing your life, the way you look, your health, your finances. Are you aware of them? It just goes through the areas of your life that are important, and it gives you ways, tips, and strategies on how to do that. So if you don't have yourself a copy, jump over to hillarysaxon.com, get yourself a copy, or you can get one off Amazon. You can get one off, who else sells it? The Nile. There are a few places online you can buy the book. But get yourself a copy because it's a great, easy read and a reminder of all those things you need to do to make yourself happy. So today's podcast kind of falls in line with the getting organized part of the book and just with life. We need to be organized. And today's organization, the way I'm breaking it down, is looking at the things that you tolerate. What are your tolerances? Because your tolerances are things that you don't actually like or you put up with. And they don't make you sing joy. You don't feel happy about it. Can you tell my voice is still not coming back to normal? It hasn't come back to normal. It's still a little bit faulty. What are we on? Podcast 3, and I'm still of the dodgy throat. But anyway, I think you could recognize me. I think 2 podcasts back, it was definitely a lot different. So yes, thanks, Georgina, for reading the book. Thanks for reminding that it is great and people need to have a read. And then today we are talking about another sort of type or section in that book, which is putting up with the things that you tolerate and ways of getting rid of them. So something else that happened in my world yesterday was my mum arrived. My mum came over from New Zealand, which was cool. My mum and her friend Anne. I picked up these 2 very short ladies at the airport, and they're both absolutely hilarious. So I've had a wee giggle with them last night and a lovely dinner, and they're still in bed sleeping as we speak. So I'll be doing this podcast this morning and ripping home to catch up and see what Jill and Anne are up to. So a little bit of inspiration and why I chose this topic this morning is I've read my coach's book, my past coach, Kate, who I connected with last week. I actually finally ordered it. I was like, oh my goodness, I've ordered your book, and I got it. And it's a very easy read. It's actually called Claiming Your Inner Hottie, A Guide to Living with Confidence, Vibrance, and Sex Appeal. And it's a really great read. But she covers this, and I thought it's like the getting organized section in my book. But I really liked the way she talked about it. It really inspired me to want to share it. I thought, wow, what a great podcast topic. So what are tolerations? What are you putting up with? Well, they are the big or little things that you've been putting up with, and they eat away at pieces of you. They eat away at your happiness. They eat away at your pleasure, your joy, your confidence. They zap you. And they cause things, or they can cause things like stress. They can decrease productivity. They can put strain on relationships. They can erode your self-esteem and self-worth. And they just take away that inner glow and that feeling of flow that we like to have in life. So they're things that stand in the way of you living your best life. And we all want to live our best life. It's very on trend these days, isn't it, saying that? Living our best life. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to live your best life. So let's unpack what tolerations can be. And I want you, as I say them, I'll just list through a few, sort of stream through them. As I say them, I want you to think to yourself, yeah, that's me. No, that one doesn't apply. Yes, that does apply. And when you do this, in fact, I'm going to make a downloadable. I will make a downloadable of this list. That's what I'll do. And you can get it. There'll be a link at the bottom of this podcast. Download it and have a look and see what you're putting up with. And it's a reminder, because what I find is we start putting up with things and then we forget that we're putting up with them. And things in your home that you might put up with, say you haven't hung a picture, or your TV still needs to be lowered because you got a new one and it's fixed to the wall, but it's too high, or you needed to get rid of some chip paint. I think the visual ones like that for me, I notice if I've gone on holiday or gone away for a weekend and I walk back into my home, and then it irritates me again slightly. It's like, oh, God, I haven't done that. But then I get used to it and it goes away, but it's still in the background irritating me. So it's those sorts of things. So here you go. I'll just list through a few of the things that you could be tolerating. And you think to yourself, yep, no, yep. Okay, here we go. So not enough space for your office files. And that could be on your desktop, or like digitally or physically. Not staying committed to your goals, a desk that's stacked too high, wallpaper being chipped or peeling, a partner that you're not truly connected with, being overweight, just disorganized work systems, poor grooming and self-care, misses in certain areas of your home, not enough time scheduled for you just chilling out, not enough time spent alone, not enough time meditating or praying or relaxing, not saving enough money every month, not getting paid enough for what you do, tolerating people who blow you off at the last minute, excessive clutter, a dirty car, investments that should be reevaluated but haven't been, your house being in disrepair, not having a spare car key, a long to-do list, not enough sex or intimacy, spending money on or not spending money on personal growth, or spending too much and not getting to it, mortgage repayments being outside of your comfort zone, negative attitudes to people that you work with or hang around with, poor customer service and inadequate responses from vendors, eating too much sugar or salt, low levels of reserves, too many possessions that need to be cleaned, drinking too much, unnecessary demands from the people around you, lacking creativity or an area that you can express yourself, not having enough fun, being part of something that doesn't meet your standards or goals, inadequate retirement fund, a former spouse who's not supporting you or doing the co-parenting they're supposed to, being misunderstood and not listened to, a messy garage or basement, taxes not being up to date, someone close to you not addressing an alcohol drug problem, unattractive underwear, old towels, spices that need throwing away, a pantry that needs sorting out with things that you don't use, not going to the doctor, not knowing where your money's going, unorganized tools, dirty windows, unresolved grief, clothes that don't fit and are out of style, burned out light bulbs that need changing, excessive stuff in your car, socks with holes in, being ghosted, ugly shoes, under sink mess. Okay, that is just a small list. And can you see the sort of list it is? It's a list of all sorts of things, isn't it? They're just like a real everything, a list of anything. But these are things that we put up with sometimes. And I said some for you, and even as I went through that list, a few of them resonated with me. I need to go through my wardrobe and get rid of some clothing that I do not wear, that I do not fit. I did that actually, I'm going to say, a year and a half ago. And I put them into a container with a clip lid, like a solid container. And I thought, I'm going to leave them there. And if I don't miss them, I will get rid of them. Because sometimes we don't want to get rid of stuff, do we? We like to keep it. So if I need it, I'll go back and get it. And then I'll know that I shouldn't have got rid of it. Hand on heart, I have not needed one of those things. So that's a bit of a reminder that sometimes we hoard stuff that we do not need. And I need to do that again. I have got clothing that I'm not fitting, that I don't wear. Usually I ask myself two questions. Would I wear it to the movies? And have I worn it in the last 2 years? And if I get two no's, it's two no's and it goes. So would I wear it to the movies? Have I worn it in the last 2 years? If I say no to both of those, it goes. But I have put them into a second box. So I actually need to go through that and get rid of it. And I need to go back through my wardrobe. And there are a couple of other things that stood out for me as well. And did any stand out for you? This one here, you know, a lack of deep friendships. I think many women do have that because a lot of us have moved, like myself. I moved countries, I've moved cities, and then you sort of do start again. And I'm not great at reconnecting or keeping up with people that aren't around me. If I don't see them, they're just kind of not around me. And even, you know, that under the sink mess or cupboards that need going through, taxes. I finally got everything sorted this year and went to a new tax accountant who forward tax plans, doesn't just summarize at the end of the year and say, you've got to, you know, pay this or you get this back. He came back to me with, right, we need to do this now. This is something you need to look at doing. And it was great to finally have an accountant who is a forward thinker and is working for me, it's not after tax accounting, it's before tax accounting. So that's been something great that I've done. And also, the funny thing, which also was a bit of an inspiration for this podcast, having mum coming over, I actually got my A into G, which are words that she used, and hung up the pictures and moved things around and did just a few things that needed to be done. And I had been putting off because I just didn't get around to it. And it's been quite nice to walk into my house and think, oh, that actually looks quite good now. I've finally done it. And they were just little things, but they probably took, there were so many actually. So they probably took a good few hours, almost half a day, some of them. But I got organized and I got it done. I needed to buy a mirror for the spare room. I needed to change some photos in a photo frame. I just needed to update stuff. And it's been great having that done. And I feel relieved from doing it. And that is what you will feel. You will feel that feeling of relief when you tidy up your life. In the book, Kate puts that you move to an area of your life that's like great list. But it's also a way of valuing yourself, of saying you're worth more, of saying that you value you. It's a way of leveling up. And especially the little things like the weight loss one. You know, how many of us carry around that extra 1 or 2 kilos that we're going to do something about and don't, or we begin every Monday and don't. And then we start sabotaging ourselves and we start almost, for some of us, there's that self-loathing. Which does what? Remember what that does? That feeds our stories and it gives us that underlying subconscious belief of we're not good enough, that we can't achieve things. The more we achieve things, the more we tick things off, and even things like this, even working through that small list, or perhaps for you it's a large list, working through the list of things you're putting up with and choosing not to anymore, it is a feeling of relief. And that is exactly what I found this week, tidying up all those little loose ends that I was tolerating, that I was putting up with. But for some of you, these might be bigger things. And if we go back to that relationship that I lived in for a number of years, I tolerated so much bad behavior. And what happened for me, and this could be happening for you, is that each time I tolerated something, the next time that behavior became worse and worse and worse. And over time, the things I started tolerating at the beginning, which were you might look at and think reasonably minor, turned out to be massive things that nobody would put up with. Absolutely nobody. Most people, well, you shouldn't. And unfortunately, many do. And those things happen over time. So by looking at what you're tolerating and addressing them, you actually up-level your life. You keep yourself at a level of, I am worthy. I am worthy of good. So what are the reasons that maybe you are avoiding things, that you are tolerating stuff? For me, you know, why was I not hanging those pictures? Why did I leave? Because what happened was we moved into our house a year and a half ago, or whatever it was, over a year ago. And unfortunately, when we bought it, or fortunately, it's quite a funny story, it was furnished and we didn't know. So we go to move in and basically everything's still in there. We're like, what? And then we realized that the whole place came furnished. So what we did was we pretty much put all of our stuff, or most of it, into our office space. We have a huge office space. So as I sit here now in the podcasting room, my old television unit, and it's not even old, it's quite lovely, and the lounge suite, the lounge itself, and a lot of the stuff, my bookshelf, coffee table and stuff, is here in the office. So we've got almost like a homey feel over in the office. And we moved into the new place with the furniture that was, we swapped a couple of things over, like our mattress perhaps, but we kept the bed base because, you know, it's an elevator to get there and it was just easier. We took the easiest option. And we, over time, have just started to replace things with, you know, how we wanted them. Because, you know, you get a new house and it's got a new look, et cetera. And so we've been tolerating a lot of stuff that's not ours. Even still now, I have 2 pictures hanging up in my lounge room of turtles. They are so not me. And there is a mirror there that needs changing. But I have been going to get round to getting rid of them and swapping them over. And I haven't. And like I said, with mum coming, I finally got to the spare room and made that look somewhat better, or way better actually, you know, took down a picture that does not even suit the house, does not suit my taste. All of those little things that I'd been tolerating because I didn't get round to it. And you will have those too. And I kid you not, I do feel so much better when I walk in. It's like, wow, this looks awesome. So you'll have those as well. So these are, like I said, things from that are quite massive and having a big impact, but those little things impact. Me changing my tax accountant, they impact. So what are the reasons, I began that sentence and then went back to the list of, but what are the reasons that we put up with these tolerations? And there are many. One is perhaps we give ourselves that excuse of we don't have time. And maybe you don't, but sometimes you do have time and we start not noticing them. We forget that they're there. So by me listing them off, or maybe you adding to the list, and maybe I'll leave some room at the bottom of the thing you can download with the prompting list, maybe you can add to that the things that you're putting up with that you would like to eradicate from your world. So the reasons that we do are things like we avoid conflict, and especially the personality type, the counselors, which is, remember, over a third of the population. So many of you, if you don't have it as your number one, it could be your number two. So we avoid conflict. So we don't like to address things because it's difficult and we'll put up with things. So that could be one reason that you're avoiding one of those things that you're avoiding. Another one is social harmony. In social harmony, it's similar to conflict, but not as much. So when we are living in a place of social harmony, we prefer to leave things as status quo because we would prefer to maintain the harmony and good relationships over prioritizing things that are annoying us. And we'll put up with little irritations because we like to keep the group perhaps, you know, feeling like it's cohesive or running smoothly. But remember, somebody else might be feeling like you, and it is important that we say what needs to be said or what needs to be said. We don't want to be bullied. We don't want to feel like we are tolerating things that aren't really for us. This is really, you know, in some ways, it's that feeling of standing up and putting your hands on your hips and saying, no, no more. And like in my book, Three Wines, and draw a line in the sand, draw a mental line in the sand, go and physically draw a line in the sand, step over and go, no, this starts today. I am making those changes. Another reason could be fear of rejection or judgment, because when we feel like somebody might judge us because we say something that's important to us, but perhaps not to them, well, when we feel like we're being judged, or if we think we're going to be, we often don't do things because we don't like being disliked. People generally do not like being disliked, and especially if you are that IS, if you are the counselor and the clown, the I, it is important to you that people like you. It is vital. So if you're thinking that you're going to be judged or feared, you will end up tolerating and putting up with more stuff than you want to. Something else is a perceived powerlessness. When you feel like a perceived powerlessness, and if you feel like you don't have control over a situation and you're feeling powerless or slightly powerless, you're more likely to put up with things that you don't like. And don't, my darling friend, it is time. It is time you stepped up. It is time you stepped up and put your hands on your hips and drew that line in the sand and said, no, I'm going to deal with at least one or two or three of those things that I need to sort. I need to sort. Cost-benefit analysis. Sometimes you think, oh, it's just too difficult for the benefits. The benefit isn't going to be enough. So you just end up adding that to the tolerations bag. I remember years ago, I went to a counselor. I've been to many in my time. But this one said to me, it was actually relationship counseling. And she said to me, this has just come to me. And it's really about this. When you put up with stuff and don't say something, it's like you put that in a plastic bag, in like a rubbish bag. And you're carrying this rubbish bag over your shoulder. So you just keep putting stuff in that rubbish bag. You're tolerating stuff and you pop it in there and you put it in there and you put it in there. And eventually that bag gets so full that it explodes and you lose it. And this is exactly what can happen when you tolerate too many things. It's the pressure of putting up with too many things. Sometimes it could be empathy or understanding. So sometimes understanding the reasons behind someone else's annoying behavior can lead you to be more tolerant because you recognize that their struggles are big. So you put up with them. And in some cases that can be required, but we can't do that too often, because it leads to us being in a habit of doing that. And we all know that person that are in habits of doing and putting up with too much, you know, the martyrs. And again, I'm going to say that the counselor personality trait, they can be the martyr type, you know, put up with stuff, you know, woe is me, poor me. Their negative trait is that. So be very careful if you are high in counselor that you aren't tolerating stuff to become a martyr or to avoid conflict. Another one is fear of uncertainty. What would happen if I did change this? What would happen if I made something different to how it is now? So what if I addressed that relationship that I'm not happy about? What if I reorganized something that isn't like that? What would the people around me say? What if they don't like it? And so there is that uncertainty around, you know, you making that change. So I want you to have a big, long think about the things that you're putting up with, about the stuff that you're tolerating, and how you can sharpen up your world. And I think that's it. How can you sharpen things up for you and celebrate you in a more positive way? Because remember, when we are more positive, when we are happier, we glow, we attract happiness, we attract all of those things. But you know, on another note, we show our children, we show the people around us, we show our friends that we like ourselves, that we are worthy of the best. We are worthy of good things, and we don't just put up with stuff. And it's, you know, ladies, it's a little bit of a firm one today, I suppose, but it's we don't have to put up with things. We don't have to. And sometimes it's just addressing the smaller things. And for me, it was just having a little bit of a tidy up at home and hanging up pictures and doing those small things. And the taxes one, that was a massive one, getting a decent accountant and having to sort all that out because, you know, there was a bit of sorting that needed to happen. So there are, you know, tons of tolerances that you could be putting up with. And so, yes, download, head to the bottom of this podcast or jump over to my website. I'll put something there. Or actually, in my email that I send out each week, I'll put a link in there. So if you want to sign up to my email database, hilarysexton.com, just jump on my weekly newsletter because I often do give away small things. So this I will give away and you can work through your tolerance list and think, yeah, I'm going to do something about that. So as usual, I do this podcast for you to feel more confident, to love who you are, to improve your life. So I hope I've just given you that weekly dose of inspiration so you feel like, yeah, she's right. I am putting up with some crap that I want to get rid of. And it's time for me to bloomin' take the bull by the horns or just take some action in a way that's going to make me feel fan-bloomin-tastic. On another note, if you would like to be interviewed on this podcast, I'm about to start releasing 2 a week, an interview on a Tuesday, and then my solo episodes like this, my inspiration, hey, girlfriend, I hope you got this, like you can nail it, that will be released on the Thursday. And you know me, it's probably more likely to be Wednesday and Friday, but that's okay. The goal is Tuesday and Thursday. But I am about to start those in the upcoming weeks. So if you'd like to be interviewed, if you'd like to chat to me about great things that you're doing, maybe you've got a business, but remember, I'm about inspiring everyday people like you to know that there's more, that you can have the best life that you want, that you can achieve the things that you want by just believing in yourself and taking small actions every single day toward that dream. So today's small action is just around getting rid of the things that you're tolerating because it's going to make you happier. And when you're happier, life is better. Success comes to happy people. It doesn't really come to people that are grumpy. So we need to be happy and we need to be living our best life. So if you'd like to be on, jump over to my website and send me a message and we can have a chat. I'll get you on. Oh, we've started collating a list. I actually put it on a post somewhere and I've had like a plethora. Here I go. I've used the word again. How good's that word? I challenge you to use it. Had a plethora of responses for people who'd like to be on, but they need to be a great fit and they need to be an inspiration. And if you're listening to this, I know that you've got a great story that you could share to inspire other women just like you who want to have a better life. Now, remember, I've talked about my book, Three Wines In. So if you want to jump over to hilarysexton.com, grab yourself a copy of that. If you don't receive my weekly newsletter from hilarysexton.com, jump on that. It's a reminder. It's usually a bullet point summary or very similar to what I've talked about in the podcast. And there's usually a link to the podcast from there. I would love for you to subscribe. I say it every week, but you know, just have to remind you. And please, my biggest ask is to share this with someone. So just hit the little button at the top that says share and send it to a friend. So you might have a friend right now. You think, my friend, blah, blah, Mary, Penny, Karen, Kate, I don't care what her name is. Even you might be a boy, you know, Bobby, Samuel, but share it to somebody who you think would find this really useful. Anyways, that is me done and dusted for another week. I hope you got some fabulous tools from this week's podcast and have realized that there's some stuff you're tolerating that needs to go and you're not going to put up with it anymore because you're drawing that line in the sand, be it real or in your mind, and you're stepping over it and your new world with less things to tolerate starts today. Rightio, my friends, this is the end of the podcast. I will catch you again next week. Bye for now.